Hello, my beautiful, amazing people. It's been a very, very long time. Long time no podcast, long time no post, long time no giveaway. And I know a lot of you might have been wondering, where is she? Is she okay? What's going on? Guys, this is Dotun, your beloved Clutter Sutter. I'm here to let you know that I'm absolutely fine. I've never been better. I think this is like one of the best phases of my life. Quick one, in case you're listening to this podcast for the first time, my name is Dotun. I manage Clutter Sutter, a business that declutters for cash and actually just uses your clutter to turn around people's lives. We've been in operation for over 5 years. Yes, amazing 5 years. And I just thought to let you know what's going on, how it's been so far, and what next, basically. I hope you're really, really listening in. Okay, don't go anywhere. A brief history of me. I won't say history. Like, I just wanted you to use this little, maybe a few seconds to understand me. So, you might be wondering, Clutter Sutter, maybe people will do business on Instagram, in quotes. You might think, oh, they're not so educated. People just fall into businesses to make ends meet. In my case, that was not the case. I studied microbiology, finished with the first class. I have a master's degree in international business from a university in the United Kingdom as well. Finished with a distinction. I'm a beautiful, beautiful wife and a mom to an amazing son. And I have work experience. I've worked in amazing companies, multinationals as well. And Clutter Sutter came as a gift, like an assignment, right? I had to quit my job abruptly in 2018, but prior to that time, I'd already started Clutter Sutter, right? But after I quit my job to basically face my home, yes, I became a full-time mom intentionally, right? I wasn't fired, nothing. My job was fantastic. I'd just gotten a promotion, I've just gotten a pay rise, but I knew that I needed to face home, right? Because I just had a son. So yeah, I'd already started Clutter Sutter before then. So I thought, okay, there's something in my hands. Let's just go ahead with the flow. So that's how Clutter Sutter really started. Personal values. I am a lover of God. I believe in God so much. And I use every opportunity to shout it out at the rooftop that I believe in God. I love Jesus and my life is founded on Him. I'm sure if you know me, you know that I don't hide. I don't hide God. I don't stand on the fence when it comes to what I believe in. Okay, my personal values, family over everything. So God is at the center of everything I am. Everything I do flows from God, right? I focus on internal attributes over external attributes. I love my family so much. I'm growing up, I've always wanted to be that kind of mom that bakes bread over the weekend, the kind of mom that makes her children's hair, you know, sews their clothes. I tried tailoring at some point as well, but yeah, it didn't quite work out. So like, just a very homey mommy and a wife, right? It has always been the core of my heart growing up, and I'm glad it never left me, because even while adulting came and we had to chase, you know how you have amazing degrees and stuff, you have people say you have to use it, and it felt like I was deviating. But nah, I'm married to an amazing man who understands my sink, and life has been great. So basically, Clutter Sutter came at a point where yeah, to focus my energy on something, right? And I'm so glad. Running a business for over 5 years with a high level of consistency. That's pretty long. A high level of consistency. I would say what I've gained so far is the fact that I have mastered myself, and I've mastered the art of serving people, regardless of what I have to get from it. So I think that's like the major summary of Clutter Sutter. There's this book I'm reading now. It's called Born for This. I've actually been reading it for over 2 years. I never seem to be able to finish it because I just keep going back and forth. It's written by Chris Guillebeau. I hope I pronounced that right. Basically, it talks about how you can find what you're meant to do. people just believe that when you're born to do a particular thing, while some people chase their careers and try to climb up the ladder and try to be the best at what they are doing, some people don't find fulfillment in that, and other people find fulfillment in being entrepreneurs, right? You just need to find what you're born to do. And I believe, at least from my life so far, I believe that this can change. What you can do can change over time, but it's always tied to a core. So it flows from somewhere. And yeah, you can be a barber today. You can be an entrepreneur, a white-collar job worker tomorrow. There's still a core, right? As to why you're doing what you do. For some people, it's for the pay. For some people, it's to live the life. For some people, it's just to serve other people. For me, with Clutter Sutter, it was all about service. At some point in Clutter Sutter, I think about the second year when I thought I was going to quit, because to be honest, Clutter Sutter wasn't earning me. It wasn't getting me so much money. I felt like I was giving and giving, giving time, you know, spending money on fast internet. Sometimes you're using two at the same time. The most important input for me was time. You have to be on social media. We understand algorithms and stuff. And that meant losing something or giving something. My husband will always say something that at every point in your life, something has to give. So at a point in Clutter Sutter, I think about the first to second year, I was given so much time and I sacrificed my sleep, my health there, because I wasn't eating well. Yeah, you know, to be on Instagram, you have to be there around the clock. At least that's what we were taught at that point. It was a faulty belief. At least I got to find that out by myself at some point. You know, you have to show up. People believe consistency is just showing up, even if you have no drive. Just show up against yourself. Just show up against your mental wellness. Show up, right? I believe that's a faulty belief. But again, you're running a business. You have to be in the face of your customer every time, ready to serve them. But again, my question is, at the expense of what? That's for you to answer. So the journey so far, I would say the best thing about Clutter Sutter is the fact that the name, the brand, is synonymous with trust, with value, with quality. And again, that flowed from my own very essence. I never ran Clutter Sutter as a business. Clutter Sutter was an extension of me, right? It was an extension of my personal beliefs, my personal values. And that's why I never failed to talk about God on the platform. I never failed to talk about family and importance of, you know, not losing yourself to do this, you know, this job or this rat race, and always investing myself in other people just to serve. It wasn't even about money. My favorite phrase was always, money is not the cause, but an effect. So if you're doing the right thing, money will come to you. And guess what? Money came to me mostly at the point where I needed to do a charity endeavor, right? Last year, we wanted to cater to widows at Christmas. And within a week, I was able to raise 1 million naira. It was so surreal. You know, when you have the charge to do something and you're wondering, how will I do it? You know, I had the quantity, I had the picture in my head, what I wanted in that basket, in those baskets for the widows, but it was going to cost a lot of money. And this was a time where the prices of foodstuff had skyrocketed. And I was like, okay, I know that He who sends will actually provide. And I went in faith, and it was amazing that we got support. I always say we, because Clutter Sutter is me, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I had an assistant at some point. I think it was in the second year. Guess what? My assistant was my security guy. He was our gate man. His name is Alex. If you're listening to this, thank you, Alex, for being in Clutter Sutter's life at that phase, because you were just the right fit. This actually opened my eyes to see how we shouldn't box or label people around us, and what you need, your next level of breakthrough might just be around you, right? But if you've labeled it and you've boxed it, you might not see beyond the name you've put on that box. He was a security guy, but I could see through him that he had more in him. He was very resourceful. He was very smart, right? It was just condition that made him, you know, give him that tag. And I know he never liked being called a security guy, but he did his job as a security guy, and he was able to receive training to the point where when he was answering my DMs, people couldn't tell us apart because he had the heart for customers, right? Thank you, Alex, for being in Clutter Tutor's life at that phase. I'm grateful for the lives impacted, how we're able to get support to change the lives of families, to send people to school, to cater to new moms who need to pay hospital bills, to give clothes to newborns, and just so many amazing things we've done that I never even really shared because I believe in giving secretly, because that's what the Bible says as well, right? So one of the value of Clutter Tutor was if I receive public funds, then I would give results publicly. But if I did it codedly, maybe with my friends or family, then I don't really shout about it because it's never really about the accolades I got. It was just about that personal fulfillment that you've been sent to do something and you do it anyway. Yeah, I was talking about wins, right? So I love the fact that with Clutter Tutor, I was able to gain a lot of self-mastery and self-awareness. Clutter Tutor defined and built and restructured my life. At a point, again, I was almost losing it because I wasn't able to determine the definition of success, right? I saw success at that point as the number of followers you had and how you wake up in the morning and your numbers are dropping. 10 people followed you yesterday and 30 people have unfollowed you. What are you doing wrong? And you know, you begin to feel like, oh, is it me? Am I not doing something right? Am I, you know, what have I said? You know, just over internalizing till it affects us mentally. We looked at, oh, number of likes. Oh, I put up a post, I put my energy into it. Why are people not liking? Why are people not clicking? Right? It was a phase, it wasn't so long because I have a strong support system. As a husband, my mom, my sisters, my family members are like the real G's. And I have a strong Christian community as well that actually redefined all these things for me and held me up in that journey. So I got to a point, and I'm at the point, I got to a point in Clutter Tutor at least last year in the 4th to 5th year where it's not really about the numbers, right? Quality over quantity. Am I impacting life? One life at a time. And that was enough for me, right? That was absolutely enough. I was restful in the fact that this is a calling, right? I always say something, I didn't send myself this message because most of the things I did, I had nothing to gain, nothing to benefit. There were times where people would give me items to give away. There were items I would have kept. But in my head, as in God trained me to the point where it was never about me. It was about other people, improving the lives of other people through, you know, givings, clutter. And I just love the fact that I not only did the stuff I did outwardly, I became that person that was highly detached from stuff, highly detached from things. So I'm very grateful that I wasn't a hypocrite throughout the journey, where everything I said I was able to live out. And everything God was teaching me, I was able to carry people along as well. I wasn't doing A and saying B. My words and my life actually matched even when nobody was watching. Yeah, I'm blowing my own trumpet because I know it's been a journey and I'm glad I was able to scale through where greed did not come in. It wasn't about all the profit I was going to make. It wasn't about all filling my house with other people's clutter. Nah, I was comfortable. I had everything I needed. And even when it felt like I needed those things that should have been given freely, I still thought about other people because it was from a place of gratitude where I'll be fine. Let's take care of other people first. And God did and is still taking care of me. Anyway, yeah, website. Spent a lot on my website. It didn't quite do what it was meant to do because a lot of people preferred the hand-holding on Instagram and maybe WhatsApp, which I wasn't fully able to deliver on, I must be honest, because it required me being there, being present, being on my phone. There's this, I think it's a short documentary on Netflix about, just social media and its vices. I'm not sure what it is right now, but I'll find it at some point. And watching that documentary helped me realize the conditioning we have all gone through without even knowing it. How our phones, our devices have literally taking over our lives, and we don't even have the time to see what's before us. Again, I'm glad I conquered all that, because I was able to set a time to say, okay, Sklodos starts at 11 a.m. to close at 8 p.m. And at exactly 8 p.m., I'm turning off the phone and I'm flinging it into a drawer. And on Sundays, I didn't even do anything on my phone. My Sundays was strictly rest, play with my family, undivided attention to things before me, till it became a lifestyle where I can actually decide I'm only going to be on Instagram for 2 hours, and I was very disciplined about it. I feel very blessed to have been able to go through this journey as well. For the past few days, I've not been on Instagram, and that's because I needed to just go off totally, and it wasn't going to add up if I was on my personal Instagram page or if I was on the business Instagram page and I wasn't on personal. Last, Instagram is Instagram. So I had to throw everything in a box and say, I'm not going to be here. People's feeds, people's feedback, opinion, and what they're showing would not, you know, subconsciously rule my life. I wanted to recreate my own life, my own realities, and just see what's before me and enjoy deeply. And it's been so amazing. I know in 2020... I did this where I went off Instagram for 6 months, right? A lot of people kept calling, are you okay? Are you okay? It felt like, oh, you're running a business. You shouldn't be this inconsistent. But one thing I believe is we only live once, right? I wouldn't live my life based on the definition and the expectation of other people. I live my truth, right? It's okay to be termed a failure, inconsistent, but am I really those things? No, right? And one thing this journey has taught me as well is the real enjoyment is right before you, right? It's not the lies we project or things we are aspiring to project that people display on these platforms. It is me being able to sit down in the corner of my room and say, life is good. Me being able to sit down in the corner of my room and say, yes, I am joyful and peaceful, as in my truths come from inside. And that's just enough. I hope you're able to do that as well without external pressures as well. I'm a very stubborn person when it comes to pressure. I don't give in to external pressure one bit. If it's coming, I know when it's coming from God and it's something I need to deal with. But if it's just junk, we can throw that out. So I was on a flight to Canada in September, and I was listening to a podcast by Stephen Bartlett. It's called The Diary of a CEO. I hope you guys can catch it. So here, Stephen, actually, what he does is to interview various CEOs, as in successful, most successful people in the world in various businesses. Just interview them and talk to them about deep personal stuff, business, personal life, and just to see what's in their head and their journey so far. And this deeply impacted me. Again, it's The Diary of a CEO. It's on YouTube. It just made me realize that a lot of people, I think, I don't know if it's a Nigerian or African thing, where we see failure as something completely bad. No, for me, failure is not bad. Failure just means stop doing stuff in this particular way, change your direction. Right, reading the book of Genesis, where God destroyed the earth with water, and he was really upset that the world had become a junkyard, filthy junkyard, and he wanted to. The Bible says he was very, he regretted creating man, right? But guess what? He didn't wipe up everything. There was one thing left. There was one person left. That's the family of Noah, right? We could actually term that as God started a business and it failed, right? And he packed it up. It's okay. Absolutely okay, right? But there was something left in that. There was a seed left in that fruit, and that was Noah. And through Noah, I was able to create something else. And that's why you and I are here. So if you're at a phase in your business where it feels like it's not working out, but you're feeling like if you shut it down, you failed, what would people say? The most important thing is to be able to sit down and have a honest review about why it should shut down. Because a lot of businesses are just standing on a very thin rope, right? People talk about Coca-Cola. People talk about multinationals. People talk about a lot of successful people. But if you actually study their lives, you will know that they failed multiple times before the world heard about them and turned them as a success, right? So while you're quietly failing, just know that it's all right, because you're not failing. As long as you can sit down and review every process, every journey, every phase, and know when it's time to pivot, as in just move to something else, it's absolutely okay. This is coming from me, right? Because I'm one person that live my truth. No, as in I'm not even apologetic about that, right? So focus on the fruit, in the seed and the fruit. What have you gained? What have you learned that can be transferred into another business? For me, I've learned the art of pleasing customers, as in putting people first, right? To gain their trust. And that's been my biggest win. This skill that I learned on the job for over 5 years, running Clutter Sutter, I can take this anywhere and win in any world. It doesn't have to even be a business or money-making venture, right? It is being truthful, being a person of integrity, and being true to your word in and out of season. Because I know I always say something on the platform where nobody sees what is going on in my DM, but I'm very, very, very conscious of the fact that God is the auditor, right? Because I fear God a lot. I'm not even bothered about what people see. I'm very concerned about what people don't see that God sees. If you read Psalm 139, it talks about, "Search me, O God, and know my secret thoughts." That's what really matters to me. So a lot of things go down in the DM where you can actually lie about transactions, change prices, sell to a different person, sell to your friend, and all that's back stuff. But nah, I was never caught up in all of that, because I know that God is my reviewer and my auditor, and he sees everything, and that actually determined everything I did with Clutter Sutter. I'm sure you've noticed by now that I've been talking about did, done. So I've been using past tense for Clutter Sutter, and that's because today, the 18th of October 2022, I have the formal release to say a phase has ended in Clutter Sutter. It is over, right? But I'm not saying Clutter Sutter is over as a whole, right? So it's a new sense of direction. I've not been able to come online to post or even to say anything. For people that have reached out to say what's going on, I've not even been able to put it to words, because I'm like, I know I've been at this point many times over the years, but I moved on, right? 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 or 5. And I wanted to know, for real, am I going back to this cycle, as in this cycle of life? If I'm not, what next? So that has been the question in my heart, and I wasn't ready to say anything about it until I had an answer. But today I got an answer, and I've been so delighted. And I wrote in my journal today, and I was so excited to send to my husband. Let me read to you what I wrote. So quickly, I'm going to pull that up. One minute. I'm so excited. So if you're a mom, your wife, you work a 9-to-5, you're running a business, and you're finding it so hard to juggle. I just had money shoot to sit down quietly, be still. In the place of stillness, you hear more, right? You can't have a crowded life, a cluttered heart, and expect to hear anything, right? So sit down, separate yourself from the noise, separate yourself from the clutter, and sit down with your maker, right? Sit down and be in tune with your realities and your thoughts, right? No one can put a label on you that you have not accepted. So weigh your options, weigh your realities, weigh your truths. Determine what you've sacrificed to still be here. Determine what you've sacrificed to gain some things. For some things you've gained, be truthful about what you've lost, and, you know, be able to beat your chest and say, okay, it's fine by me. And you're not just ticking boxes based on the expectations of some people or the society. We have one life to live, and I hope that it's an abundant life we're living. At least that's my own target. Like, I'm going to live abundantly at every point in life. So in my journal I wrote, today it happened naturally to pull the curtains on Clutter Sutter. No, I'm not crying, I'm not emotional. Today it happened naturally to pull the curtains on Clutter Sutter. I was putting together my CV, which was another spontaneous act. Guys, I've not updated my CV in a while. Today, I woke up after dropping my son at school, and it was like a divine leading. I picked up my laptop. I found an amazing tool to just modify my CV in a short time, you know, make it really look good. No, I'm not applying for jobs yet, but I don't know why I'm doing this yet, right? But again, it's been my prayer for God to direct me on what next. So I guess this is still this is part of the journey. And today I put an end date of working with Clutter Sutter as September 2020, and it felt so peaceful. Had been praying about what next to do with the brand, and I enjoyed God's peace while I waited for an answer. So again, while you're waiting for something to happen, don't lose your sleep, right? If you've asked a question and you know that the person you've asked is not a reckless father, he will answer you, right? But he's going to take you through a process. Stay true to your own process. Enjoy God, enjoy life while you wait for the answer you're desiring, right? Never be in a hurry to just have a plan B or do plan B stuff because you feel like he's not answering you at your own time, right? I believe that God has orchestrated every journey in our lives. At least if you believe in God truthfully, you know that before you came on the scene, God has already mapped out every phase of your journey. So it's in the place of surrender that you fit in like a glove and be where he needs you to be per season, per time, right? I never want to be that child that is out of control, out of line, just doing my own things, because I didn't create myself. The person who created me has a manual. There are things written about me in the pages of the book about how fulfillment will come, right? I can say boldly that I'm fulfilled at every phase of my life, at least 2020 till date, as in every phase of my life brings so much fulfillment because I don't look to the world, I don't look to external advices to do life. I look into the books, the Bible, I look into my spirit and lean onto the helper to determine what I should be doing in my life. And sometimes what I'm doing might not even correspond with what people think my abilities are, but that fulfillment, that peace that the world can neither give nor take away that I feel per season, per time, is one thing that I hold on dear to, that nothing can take away from me, right? I might be giving you an answer and you seem like, not good enough. But I know it's good enough for me because we're all different, right? We're all different. Live your life. Do your journey. I know there's a part of living your life and living once that is reckless if you're not doing it according to the master's plan. But as long as you're in tune to your maker and your heart is attuned to him and you're in reckless surrender and reckless abandon of your trust that he who is leading you. I'm going to speak here about this point, but I'm going to translate it. Right, he will send you, has gone ahead of you, right? The one would support you, right? So it comes with a level of trust in God, and trust is a journey. You will have been taken through a process before trust is fully formed. I won't say I have fully formed trust, but I'm on that journey and it's been progressive. So if you're at the point in your life where you don't know what to do, instead of getting busy doing what you think you should be doing, why don't you just wait? Pause. It's okay to do nothing sometimes until you hear what you should do. And even while you wait, just praise him. Study the word of God. The more of God you know, the more of yourself you find. Oh, yeah. I'm preaching. Okay, so my instructions today, you might be wondering what's next. So I'm going to be recording my wins. I'm going to document the journey in an ebook. Look out for that. I'm going to be noting what I've learned that can be replicated to other areas of life. And I'm going to draw up a structure to convert Clutter Sutter into a full charity organization where people can freely donate their clutter to better the lives of others. And the new slogan will be, your clutter, their joy. Clutter Sutter giving lives a meaning. It's time. It's time to let go and make room for new. It's all progress in the right direction. Find families who don't have basic stuff, record their needs, impact one home at a time. Don't focus on numbers, but quality added to lives. Use Clutter Sutter as a conduit. Again, if you know me, if you are a strong follower of Clutter Sutter, you know that it's been borderline charity all along. Anyway, it's been borderline charity all along. So this just adds up. This just makes sense. I am totally elated. I'm totally excited on this new phase. While I was quiet, I launched a book. The link is in my bio. It can be found on Amazon as well. Purchased worldwide. It's an activity tracker because it's a journey God took me through to break down my day to ensure that I'm doing meaningful activity. You know, clutter is not just physical stuff. Clutter is mental. Clutter is emotional as well. So I was able to filter the hours of my life into doing meaningful stuff. Stuff that are meaningful to my core, to my God, to my family, to who I am, right? To filter the noise through intentionally determining what you'll be doing part time. So you can grab a copy. It's not expensive, and it's that one journal that you need if you love journaling, if you love having to-do list every day. This is very all-encompassing. The hope as well is to be able to develop an app so that this serves those that don't like to carry books around as well. So yeah, I'll continue writing. Hopefully I can continue doing podcasts as well, right? I think I love speaking too. So yeah, just I am blossoming. I am growing. I am fulfilled as an individual. I feel fulfilled at this point. As a wife, I'm thriving as a mother. I'm thriving as a daughter. I'm thriving in my personal place in Christ. My spiritual life is vibing. Is vibing, is on fire, and I am just joyful. I'm joyful, so joyful. Again, Clutter Sata has never been something I held onto as my business. But again, my husband said something this morning when I told him about what I wrote in my journal, and he said, if you realize you've not been able to really move forward because of the fact that you're yet to determine whether to pull up or stop, because I'm still paying for my website. This website management thing doesn't come cheap. Website that people are not even really using yet. A lot of people have reviewed my website and it says it's eBay standard. If you know eBay, that's the level of work I put into the website so that it can be used internationally. Again, it's all building. There are things that you might build but never use or see the full effect of the why. But what I've learned so far is to yield and align, right? It's not everything that you must be the one to immediately enjoy the result, but there is bliss in just obeying. There is growth in obedience, basically. So a lot of things I never thought I would be able to do myself, I have gained experience on the job. I've learned a lot of things without paying for it, as in my journey of life has been a journey of learning, which nothing can take away, right? I didn't borrow it, I lived it, so they are mine. Again, so I'm speaking generally to business owners that are genuinely tired, genuinely frustrated, genuinely not sure whether to proceed with your endeavor, maybe out of fear of what people say. Oh, I've come this far. You know how people are in a relationship for 5-6 years and they know it's not going anywhere, but you're thinking, oh, I've invested 6 years, I don't want to drop it. 6 years is a good number for you to stop as soon as you realize, than pushing it for 10 years, and at 10 year you're still at the point where you are 6 years ago, 4 years ago, right? So today is a day. I always live my life like tomorrow will never come. So I ensure that I am joyful today. I ensure that I'm fulfilled today. I don't want to plan for a tomorrow that I might never see. Jesus died, fulfilled his ministry at 33. Who says you will live to 70? You get. If you live to 70, God is good. But if you don't, can we really say that right now where you are sitting down, you're fulfilled? Can you say that what you're doing, you understand where you're going? Fine, we don't see the full picture, and that is where the journey of trust comes in, right? I don't see the full picture at any point, but I want to be able to say I'm trusting you, and you are the one directing me, oh God, as to what my heart posture should be as I wait. Whew, I'm grateful I've come to this point through a lot of stillness, a lot of silence, a lot of understanding myself through the eyes of God. And yes, I'm sorry if you've been sending DMs and I'm not responding. It's because I deleted the app totally, right? I didn't want to be going in and out and feeling frustrated when I don't have an answer, right? I'm here today because, yeah, I have an answer. Thank you for listening. It's been 34 minutes. I thought I was going to do a short one, maybe for 10 minutes, but it is what it is, right? I'm sure you can tell the excitement in my voice. again, try and watch the podcast, the video podcasts, by Stephen Bartlett. It's called The Diary of a CEO. Learn from different people. Open your heart, open your mind. And aside all that, be true to yourself. Be true to your personal core. Always ask yourself, for everything I have gained, what have I sacrificed? And in the order of what is important in my own personal life, is it worth it? Again, you have to even be able to itemize what your priorities are. You have to itemize, you have to even know who you are, like, not in the full sense of the word, but at least what makes me think, what are my personal values, what brings me personal joy, things like that. Then every other thing about life should be built around that, and never built my life around Clutter Sutter. I built Clutter Sutter around my life, and I was able to live my truth. When it was hard, I couldn't show up. I didn't show up, right? But I wasn't lazing around, right? Even if it was just to sleep or to flex or to rest. This is important to me, right? Again, the summary of all this long epistle is, Clutter Sutter is fine. Dosme is doing amazing. I'm blossoming. I'm growing. I'm enjoying life. Whew. God is still the center of my life. He's still the one who determines everything that I do. I don't live life for a show. I'm genuinely happy. I'm genuinely thriving. I am excited about where I am in this life. And I'm not sad about Clutter Sutter. It's been strong 5 years. Over 5 years, right? Did amazing. Did amazing. I'm thankful for the gift of people. The people that have supported me, that have prayed for me, that have, you know, sustained the journey, right? People who were diehard sellers where I don't declutter anywhere but with you. A new phase has come. Now let's connect those things you have to people who genuinely need them without you having to sell off or gain financial monetary value from it. Because I think that's one thing that actually, let me use the term, messed up the industry, right? Greed set in, what people wanted from it set in. People who are not fully parted from their items just needed something from it. And, you know, the tug of war, price war and all that, lies, deceit. For me, towards the end of thinking Clutter Sutter was done, what I struggled most with was integrity, right? People were not true to the state of their items. People were ready to lie in the name of God. And I got to a point where what I stood for was trust, integrity. And if I could not offer that to my customers, there's no point showing up, basically, right? So yeah, it is what it is. Thank you once again for listening. Look out for more podcasts, hopefully. Look out for my ebook where I'll be journaling everything so far so that new and intending declutterers can actually learn. I'm going to be showing you all the ropes, everything I learned, my processes, the pros, the cons, the good days, the bad days, personal values that you must infuse, right? Not losing your soul because you're making money and all that good stuff. Look out for that. And thank you so much for listening. I will be, you know, putting a wrap to this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. So yeah, if you've been checking, I'm doing good. I hope you are fine too. Please be fine. Ensure you do everything to be fine. God bless you. I love you so much.